This is Don't Wake a Sleeping Fox by Terry Oxx, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated for general audiences and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Fox and Hound and Stone and Thyre and Thorn and Fox and Grizzer the Massive. Additional tags include Fluff, Fox needs a hug, Fox gets a hug, he also gets a nap, his commanders make sure of it, and hurt comfort. Summary. There's a lot of things the Corys would do to make sure Fox gets his sleep. He lets them do those things, for once. Thorn sat in a corner of the officer's bunk room, surrounded by data pads. The work was never-ending, but he'd just managed to get Fox in a bunk. He'd be damned if he left his post before he was completely sure Fox really was asleep. It wouldn't be the first time he'd faked it. Half an hour in, he still hadn't moved from his spot, and he became aware of a rustling noise. "Fox, knock it off," he grumbled and peered across the room. Except Fox was still in his bunk. He didn't seem to have heard him, shifting restlessly. The shitty blanket had come undone and fallen onto the floor. Thorn set the data pad down. It took him 3 steps to get across the room, and he crouched down next to the bed. "Fox." He shook his shoulder gently and kept his voice and presence as non-threatening as possible. "You're having a nightmare." He didn't get a response, but Fox shifted slightly, and a hand closed around the one he'd used to shake Fox. "Well." Thorn readjusted the hold and gently squeezed Fox's hand. "You're all right," he murmured. He sent out a comm that Fox was asleep and started working on the schedule. "Hey, is he still asleep?" Thyre whispered as he stepped into the officer's bunk room. Thorn looked up from his comm and nodded. His hand appeared to be held captive by Fox. "Need your data pads?" Thyre received another nod. As he crossed the room to retrieve them, he noted that Fox's blanket had absconded. He grabbed a couple of data pads and delivered them to Thorn before heading towards his own bunk. He tugged down the blanket. It was arguably the best one in the whole officer's bunk room. Everyone had pitched in to get it as a promotion gift for him, and it was one of Thyre's most prized possessions. He carefully put it over Fox and tucked him in. The slight shivers that had been racking his frame eased, and Thyre smiled. He gave Thorn a nod and left for his next shift. Stone walked into the officer's bunk room after Thorn had messaged him repeatedly, asking him to come up with a solution that would allow him to return to his duties. "That's a well-thought-out trap," he commented as he saw the grip on Thorn's hand. "It's gone numb, and I have Senate duty," Thorn informed quietly. He tilted his head back and rested against the shitty mattress in exasperation. Stone grinned. He had an idea that might work. He fiddled with his comm for a moment, sending off a message. And then he waited. "Not gonna take over for me?" "I have a better idea." He did not elaborate. They didn't have to wait long. The door slid open and Hound stood in the doorway, leash in hand. "You called?" Stone nodded. He eyed Grizzer for a moment, who seemed to be more than up for the task. He didn't wonder how Hound had managed to smuggle her into the barracks. He was a master at that by now. "Oh, thank the stars," Thorn muttered. He wisely got out of the way as Hound bent down to unclip the leash. Grizzer wasted no time and bounded over to the bunk, hopping up and crawling into the space between Fox and the edge of the bed. She curled into his chest and settled. Fox seemed to settle as well. He shifted for a moment, put a hand around her, and breathed calmly. Thorn carefully extracted his hand and gave them a thumbs up. Mission accomplished. Stone left with Hound, while Thorn gathered up his armor. They had a lot of work to do, but knowing that Fox was finally calmly asleep gave him hope that things would be okay for once.